Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes crazy world of, well, everything. Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded by information? Like there's just too much going on, too many notifications, and not enough time to actually, you know, live? That's what we're diving into today. Navigating the digital age without losing your mind. We're talking about reclaiming your time, your attention, and ultimately, your sanity in a world that's increasingly obsessed with being always on. You guys know I love technology as much as the next person. Seriously, my phone is basically an extension of my hand. But even I have to admit, sometimes it feels like it's more in control than we are. We get sucked into endless scrolling, lose track of time, and end up feeling more drained than energized. So how do we turn the tables? How do we use technology without letting it use us? That's what we're going to break down today. First things first, awareness. You got to know your enemy, right? Take a look at your phone usage, seriously. I'm talking app tracking and all that good stuff. You might be surprised how much time you're actually spending on certain apps or websites. Then there's the constant pinging of notifications, email alerts, social media updates, news notifications. It never stops. It's like a constant stream of little dopamine hits keeping us glued to our screens. Speaking of dopamine, let's talk about that reward system, Hijack. Social media is designed to keep you scrolling, liking, and sharing because those tiny bursts of dopamine are addictive. But remember, real life experiences, connecting with people face to face, pursuing your passions, getting some fresh air, those actually give you way more lasting satisfaction. So next time you're reaching for your phone out of habit, ask yourself, is this truly valuable or just another dopamine hit? Now, I'm not saying ditch your phone completely. That's unrealistic and frankly a little bit crazy. But what I am suggesting is creating boundaries. Designated times for checking email, limiting social media use, turning off notifications when you need to focus. Think of it like this. Your phone is a tool, but you're the one in control. Don't let it control you. Ever get that feeling where you spend hours online and yet feel like you accomplished nothing? That's the dreaded screen time slump. It happens because we're constantly shifting our attention from one thing to another, never fully engaging with anything. So how do we combat that? Focus on deep work. Those periods of intense concentration where you can truly make progress on a project or learn something new. Schedule blocks of time for focused work and treat them like sacred appointments. No distractions, no phone scrolling, just pure focus. Here's another one, the power of offline experiences. Remember that feeling when you're lost in a good book, having a deep conversation with a friend, or simply enjoying the quiet beauty of nature? Those moments are gold. They recharge your soul and give you perspective. So, make time for them. Go on a hike, visit a museum, have a face-to-face chat instead of texting. Okay, picture this. You're at a dinner party. Everyone's glued to their phones, scrolling through their feeds, missing out on the actual conversation happening right in front of them. Not cool, right? This is what happens when we let technology take over our social interactions. We end up feeling disconnected and isolated even when we're surrounded by people. So how do we avoid this digital disconnect? Be present. Put your phone away during conversations. Make eye contact. Actively listen. When you're with loved ones, give them your undivided attention. Those genuine connections are what truly matter. All right, let's recap. We talked about the importance of awareness, setting boundaries with technology, focusing on deep work, embracing offline experiences, and prioritizing real human connection. Remember, guys, technology can be a powerful tool for good, connecting us with people, sharing information, and even making our lives easier. But it's up to us to use it wisely. Don't let the digital world rule your life. Take control, reclaim your time, and live a more fulfilling, balanced life. So go out there, Put down those phones. Sometimes, just kidding, kinda. And make today awesome. Don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Fast and share this episode with anyone who needs a little digital detox. Until next time, keep it real, keep it connected, and keep it dopamine-free.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.